Hey, this is Kaala Souza, and you're listening to the 3-Minute Message Podcast. Go to 3MinuteMessage.com now for exclusive freebies, life hacks, and inspiration to transform your life and help you grow cognitively. Join the community over at 3MinuteMessage.com. That's the number 3MinuteMessage.com spelled out. Now, here's today's 3-Minute Message. It's not how you arrive, it's how you finish. And while demonstrating initiative is a good thing, I think I'll take finishative over that any day. Have you ever started a project, felt the thrill and excitement of that start, and then fallen off the finishing wagon? I have, a lot. It reminds me of what my grandfather, Francis Meyer, used to tell me all the time. He raised me after my parents got divorced, and he would always tell me, "It's not how you arrive, Kaala, it's how you finish." No matter what we were doing, he would always find a way to interject that statement everywhere. We were playing checkers and I would be winning. He would look across the board at me and say, "It's not how you arrive, it's how you finish." And then triple jump me for the win. We'd be eating dinner and he would look at me and say, "Slow down, Kaala. This isn't a race. It's not how you arrive, it's how you..." I know, Grandpa. It's how you finish. I never forgot this, obviously, and that's good. Because this could be one of the major differentiators between successful and unsuccessful people. Everyone can start. Not everyone can finish. The Bible says better is the end of a thing than its beginning. Paul the Apostle models finishing for us when he says, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I've kept the faith." Speaking of running the race, a friend of mine told me about his very first marathon. Now, 26 point whatever miles is a long time. But you know what? When the gun goes off at the beginning of the race, everybody starts well. Everybody's feeling good. Everyone has that rush of the start, the high of the beginning. And this isn't a bad thing. It's just not the only thing. It's not how you arrive. My friend Ed had trained and put in the time. He was prepared. But at the end and in view of the finish line, something happened. All of a sudden, he began to cramp up. He kept his legs moving, but the cramping got worse. His feet, then his hands, and then even his face got numb and he panicked. With 285 yards to go, finish line in sight, he stopped, fell to the ground, and stayed there. But it's not how you arrive, it's how you finish. The year following, Ed ran and finished his first marathon. He then ran and finished the next 5 after that. Sometimes we fall short of achieving our goals and miss the finish. We fall short at work, at home, and even with God. The thing is that it's not really about how many times you fall, as long as you keep getting up and moving to the finish. There's no trick to finishative. Only desire and heart. So keep moving towards the finish line that God has called you to. Keep your eyes on the prize. Run if you can. Walk if you can't. Crawl if you have to, but keep moving to the finish.